So guys, within this video, I wanted to share with you an accessible way of moving into mermaid pose and then eventually moving into your king pigeon pose. So as we do this, I just want to point out, make sure that your body is warm. So make sure that you've warmed up enough with back bends, with hip openers, allowing yourself to make sure as you come to this pose that the body's extremely warm so that you don't pull anything or hurt yourself in any way. Make sure that you've warmed up. So guys, if you want to play around with your mermaid pose and how to access it a little bit easier, then keep on watching. So guys, to begin with, we're going to come into our pigeon pose. So as we adopt our pigeon pose, so just coming onto your hands and your knees, and then you're just going to slide the right knee and it's just going to come in line with your right wrist. And then just allowing yourself just to take this right foot and just slide it in line with the left knee. And you're just going to see if you can allow yourself just to flex as much as you can in that foot, just so that it kind of tracks up into the knee and protects it. Then tucking your back toes, just allowing yourself just to start to move that back leg back so that you sink into your hips nice and square. And then we're going to take your block from this position and I want you to slide it underneath the right hip. Now guys, you can go higher here if you feel that there's tightness, allowing yourself just to find as much comfort as you can in that hip. And then you're just going to bring yourself as vertical as you can. And again, your hips staying as square as they can. We're going to start to bend into the back knee. Now, as we take ourselves round, this left hip might slightly open. So we're going to start to bring our body around to the left to take a hold of this left foot. And you're going to see if you can gently and slowly bring the foot closer and closer so that it slips into the crease of your elbow. Now you can always just stay at any point that you need to with a strap if that's more accessible. So from here, then just allowing yourself just to see if you can turn your waist back towards the front. And this left hand will start to face the front so that it's kind of holding and supporting that them toes in and that leg in. And then the right hand is gonna float up and you're just gonna start to bring the hands together on at the back, so they're just taking an interlock, and then you're allowing yourself just to open up your chest, you're allowing your head to drop back, and you're just going to allow yourself just to soften into the hips as much as you can, and just find a few breaths there, inhaling deeply and exhaling, so that you're really surrendering to the asana and you're really observing how this feels within your body. One last breath, and then just slowly releasing the hand, releasing the leg, release the toes, bring the hands back down, and just bring that knee further forward and just slip yourself back out with the knee. We're gonna go into the other side just so we've got equal. So you're just gonna slip the left knee in line with the left wrist, slide the foot so it's in line with the right wrist, tuck your back toes, start to slip that knee back, that right knee. Make sure your block is underneath that left hip, just so that you can soften, you can square, and you can lift. And then when you've done that, just allowing yourself just to start to take the waist around to the right, bending into the right knee, bringing the hand towards the foot, and then slip it. So it's coming from the instep side, slipping the elbow crease into the foot. Turn the palm to face the front, lifting the left arm up and taking that interlock here. And again, you're sending everything back forward, seeing that there's a squareness in your hips. And again, just settle into your breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale, soften. Inhale deeply. Exhale, soften. Last one. Inhale deeply. And then just releasing that left arm, releasing the foot. Coming all the way back to your hands, just slipping the block away, and then just coming all the way back and do whatever you need to do to release off your body from here. So I hope that you enjoyed that little tutorial, guys, and I will see you soon with another video. Don't forget to hit the like button.